Today's daf in the second Menachot is daf Nun Aleph, and we unfortunately are a little bit behind today. And we got up to Itmar Chavitiko in Gadol Ketzer Osimoto. That's the two dots that are right smack bang in the middle of the wider lines on Nun Amud Beit. Itmar Chavitiko in Gadol Ketzer Osimoto. What exactly is the way in which we make the Chavitiko in Gadol? Now the real problem over here, the reason why we're asking this, is because it's clear that the Chavitiko in Gadol are not a normal korban, whereas all of the Menachot are either Mincha Ma'afet Tanur, Mincha Murbechet, Mincha Machavat. Here, strangely, the Torah mentions two what appear to be contradictory things. On the one hand, it calls it a mincha, a machavat, and on the other hand, it calls it murbechet, according to Rashi, according to others, just the word tufini, minchat pitim. So there's a contradiction all in one pasuk. Al machavat bashemen ta'ase. It needs to be made in a machavat. We're going to be darshaning, by the way, all of these words. So let's just get the pasuk clear. Al machavat b'shemen te'ase murbechet. Murbechet usually is a reference to the minchat ma'afet tanur to which we put the shemen on. Tivian. Tufine, which is a lashon of afiya. Tufine minchat pitim. So that means that it's not a machavat. It's a tufine. What is that supposed to mean? So in order to resolve what appears to be the contradiction in the description of the chaviteko in gadol, we now focus on the mode of the Asiya. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar Rabbis, they changed the gears here to Rabbi Chanina so that we should see this as a machloket between Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's understanding of Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Asi's understanding of Rabbi Chanina, not a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar Rabbi Chanina Ofa. First you do the Afiya, and then you do the Tigun, the frying in the Machavat. V'charkach mitagno. Whereas Rabbi Asi Omar Rabbi Chanina says it's the other way around. First you do the Tigun, and then you do the Afiya. Much more reasonable to do it my way, because the lashon that implies afiya is a lashon that includes the word na'a, which means beautiful. So tifini, read that as two words. Te afena na'e. How is it going to be beautiful if you've already fried it? You put it in a frying pan, take out the frying pan and put it into the oven. I mean, it's already blackened and it's got this oily covering. That isn't considered to be beautiful. And therefore, I say, do the afiya first. So basically, this boils down to French toast. You put it first in the oven, and then you go ahead and you fry it. Rav Asi Amar, on the contrary, kavate didim istabra, because tufini can be read as te'afena na. Te'afena na, not with na'a. Na means, of course, already semi-cooked, just like it does by the Korban Pesach. Not to be, lo tochlena na. Na means partially prepared. Okay, so therefore over here it would need to be mitugan before it was afui. And the fact is that this is an early machloket. Ketanai. Tufini, one man yomar learns the Tanakama meets te afena na. That is to say, partially already prepared. Rabbi Omer, te afena na'a. That it has to be beautiful. This is exactly the machloket that we just had. Now there's a number of different girsaot. Rabbi Yossi, our girsas, Rabbi Yossi, te afena rabo. Some have raka. And there's different Lashonos how to understand this. Rashi understands Rabbah may mean it needs to be very large, which means you spread it out thin and you make it, you braid it, you make it into this long type of challah. That looks nice, but that has to be done first with Tigun. And then Afiyah, fine. Some have it just that it should be a lot of oil in it and therefore it should be soft. Rakah. Okay. However, Rabbi Yossi differs. It appears that we have three different Shittah. And the reason that he holds that it should be Rabbah is because he darshans both tufini, implies both na'a, that's not that it's partially prepared in advance, so that it was already softened and oiled in the frying pan, but he also holds of na'a, and therefore needs to be mitukenet in this fancy way when it's baked. It's not hatam. Chaviteko at gadol, lisha tan, ve'aricha tan, ve'afia tan bifnim. All of the aveda of the chavitim needs to be done inside of the azara, starting from the mixing of the water with the dough, going on to the aricha. That seems to be a question what exactly aricha means. Does it mean the work on the dough, and turning it into the shape that it's going to take ultimately? According to Rashi, it's mashma that it means braiding. According to the Rambam, it just means the working on the dough. V'afiatan, and the baking itself, all needs to be inside of the azara. Now this implies that it was already mekudesh b'kli, and that's something of a problem. This relates back to the question that we had earlier, because I mean the only reason why there would be halacha that demands in the azara would be because it's possible for there to be a tzul yotze. The tzul yotze, there has to be kiddush kli. Rashi is bothered by this. Why would there be a kiddush kli since the isaron was not mekudesh, because people would use it for measuring the correct amount of their own esronot and bring it back home to prepare it, because you don't need to prepare a standard mincha. You don't need to prepare inside the azara. Why would you need to prepare this one inside the azara? So therefore, it says Rashi, we'll see more of this again later on, the isaron was not mekudash, but the chatzi isaron, which was used for the Kohen Gadol, who split the isaron, of course, that is Rashi's approach. That was mekudash, because it wasn't used for anything else but for this mincha, and that they were mekudash as a klisharet, and therefore it would be possible biyotze. Okay, we'll hold this up as a question as regards the other approach, and why it would need bavka be inside. And furthermore, and the halacha would be that, remarkably, they're dochot et haShabbat. Here, our president was concerned with this yesterday, and he's not here to hear. So the even though this is on the surface a minchat yachid has been brought by the kohen, nonetheless, the korban aaron, normally a korban of a yachid is not dochot Shabbat, but as we'll see, this one is. Minani mele, how do we? Omer avuna, well, tufini means teafena na'a. It's not true. We're all agreed that it has to be baked in a proper way. So, iafila mi'etmol. Surely, you're not going to suggest that we're going to bring a stale mincha? That's today's bread, for heaven's sake. Therefore, iafila mi'etmol, if you would bake it yesterday, by this point, it would be inshafala. It would already start to blow up with air, and it would not look very pretty. Not keflad with Yosef. So that tells me to be mechal Shabbat. Maybe it tells me to freeze it, you know. Maybe it tells me to be kavish like the arka. You know, put it inside with the way we do with the etrog. Put it in there with other vegetables. They prevent the oxidation. So whatever. But how do you know that means mechal Shabbat? The very Rabbi Yishmael says, well, it's from that extra word. Remember we talked about al machavat b'shem and teyaseh. What does teyaseh mean? It is to be made. And that is to be made whatever the circumstances are. Whether it's Shabbat, teyaseh afilu b'shabbat, just like a korban tzibur. Teyaseh afilu b'tumah. So no matter what the circumstances, it shall be done, is the meaning of teyaseh. Abayama, omakro, solet mincha tamid. The lashon here compares it to the korban tamid. So solet mincha tamid, that means that we give it basically the same halakha. So when we talk about zek korban aharon avanav, asher yakrivu l'ashem b'yom yimashachoto, solet mincha tamid teaches us that it is like the tamid, which is that it's areyu k'minchat tamidim. Treat it as if it were the mincha that was being brought together with the eilah, like it's the minchat nesachim. Rova Omar, we learn from the extra word al makavat that it requires a kli. So that it's not just, you don't tell me minchat makavat. Then I understand it's the mode of preparation. If you start telling me, and by the way to make a minchat makavat is to take a frying pan. I mean, that's a little ridiculous. If you tell me al makavat, it means that there is a stress on the actual pan. No, the preparation is in a frying pan. Well, obviously, if it's a makavat, that teaches us that you need to have a kli sharet. So it's to una kli. If it's to una kli, that would explain why it's bechal al Shabbat. Because if it's to una kli, which by definition means that we have to provide a kli, that makes it a kli sharet. If it's a kli sharet, then it would be mekudash kedushat haguf, the afiyah. Then it would be pasubalina. Remember, there's always two states. Anyway, that means even if we learn the isaron, lagabi the kedusha of the mincha, that doesn't make it pasubalina until it's actually mekudash bekli that we put it into the kli to give it special kiddush. Fine. If we would do that to be mekayim the posik of al machavat, then it would be pasubalina. The i'afila mi'etmol, therefore, if you had already baked it from yesterday, since it's tuna kli, then it's going to be pasul. Now, don't make me any arguments about whether it's going to be in good shape or not. Or maybe I should deep freeze it. That's not going to help lina, you see. So once it becomes pasul for lina, it's clear I'm not going to be able to use it at all. Because of that, by definition, if you're telling me al machavat, then you're telling me on Shabbat, there's no choice but to actually prepare it even on Shabbat, not simply to bring it on Shabbat. Tanya kavate de rava, and in fact, we learned in a Braita exactly what Rava said, that you need a kli sharet right up front, because it darshens al machavat melameid shetu'una kli. Okay, that's the Raya. Now, of course, once we already started the Braita with the Raya, we are going to continue and learn out how the Braita learns the additional words. So remember, we said we're going to darshen each word in this pasuk. So al machavat, we just darshan. Al machavat means it requires a kli sharet. Now the question is bashemen. Now bashemen, once you would have told me al machavat, you're comparing it to minchat machavat. It's pretty clear to me that it requires oil. I mean, why by definition? So why do you need to say bashemen? Therefore, suggests the Braita that the bashemen means there's got to be an addition of shemen. So this teaches us lo sifla shemen. Now, ini yodea kama. I mean, that's very vague. So obviously, I need to find a source for how to view the chavitim in light of some standard proportion of shemen to isara. So what do I do? Harini dan. Let me work this out on my own. Nemar kam shemen, v'nemar la'alam b'minchat nesachim shemen. Now, if we're telling me that this is sort of similar to the minchat tamidim. Okay, so a minchat nesachim also requires oil. Now, the oil of the minchat nesachim, if we take a look at the keves, is 3 lugin per isaron. So that's revahin, remember, isaron solet for a keves, with revi'itahin, that's revi'itahin, ahin being 12, requires, therefore, 3 lugins. It's 3 times as much as the standard proportion of solet to shemen that we would have in a mincha. In this case, add shlosha lugin le'isaron in total. I've got shlosha lugin le'isaron. Now, wait a minute. Is that really a proper limud? I mean, maybe we should look at it like this. O kulach l'derech zo. Nemar, you said we're going to be left up to our own device. If we're left up to our own devices, then we don't know which shemen to compare it to. I mean, perhaps we should say, Nemar kan shemen v'nemar b'minchat nedava shemen. Malalan lug echad per isaron afkan lug echad. Now, this seems very strange. We just said ba shemen means to be mosif shemen. Now suddenly we go back and say, let's make it like any other mincha. All of this is going to be discussed later when we start taking apart this braita and figuring out who's saying what where. Okay, but right now it's true. This doesn't seem to make much sense. Now you're offering me apparently an alternative to the limud of bas shemen, as if we never saw the bas shemen before. We're going to have to figure out why we've changed our mind. All right? Nir elami dome. So let's assume that this is a proper question and that we're left entirely to our own devices without the bas shemen. So let us see what's more reasonable. I say it makes far more sense to learn a tafshat from a tafshat than a tafshat from something that's not a tafshat. So what is a tafshat? A tafshat would mean something that is tadir, and it's ba'achova, and it's doche shabbat, and it's doche tuma, which just happens to be exactly the common denominator between the minchat nesachim and the minchat chavitim. It's brought every day, because so is the minchat nesachim together with the tamid. It's brought as a chiyuv, not as a nidava. It's doche shabbat, it's doche tuma. Now, why would I learn a heck of a tough shot from something that isn't a tough shot, which is a nedava? A nedava is not brought tadir, is not brought chova, is not brought on Shabbat, and is not brought in Tuma. Tuma is only when it's compared to Korban Tzibur. So therefore, I entirely on my own would be able to recognize that the place to compare the Minchat Chavitin is not to a Minchat Nedava, but rather to a tough shot like it. And that would be the Minchat Nesachim. Now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. There are other ways to look at this. We could say, O kulach l'derach zu. Wouldn't you rather compare a yagil to a yagil than a tafshat to a tafshat? What's a yagil? A yagil is yachid. It's being brought by an individual, not by a tzibur. Okay? That is what's in common between a minchat nidava and a minchat chavitim. Furthermore, it's ba'in biglal atzma, is it not? It's all on its own, right? Yachid, glal. Is it coming for some other purpose? A nesachim, minchat nesachim, by definition, is always coming for some other purpose, because it's being brought only together with a korban, another korban. Over here, it's not brought with another korban at all. Furthermore, yayin, what are you going to compare it to? A nisachim has got wine with it. These things don't have wine with it. And levona, minchat nisachim has no levona. Ein danin yagil, mishein yagil. Certainly you wouldn't want to compare a good old happy carbon to an unhappy carbon, right? One would think that the ones that come with the wine are happier. It does say samach lav. All right, maybe that's simcha, not gila. Anyway, so that leaves us basically without a solution. Do we go to a tough shot or do we go to happiness? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, look, all of this is mutar. It says, Zeh korban Aharon uvanav, asher yakrivu la'Hashem, and solet mincha, it says, asirit haifa, solet mincha tamid. Solet mincha tamid compares it to the mincha tamidim. So by definition, it's been compared to the nesachim. That's the word tamid. Ma mincha tamidim is three lugin per isaron for a keves. Avzu shlosha lugin le'isaron. That's my approach. Says Rabbi Shimon, well, why not just say like, Reb, again, all of this we're going to have to now take apart because things are very strange. They're being left hanging in the air. Now we seem to have another shita than the original shita. Okay, let's just hold on though patiently and then we'll see. Says Rabbi Shimon, now you're forgetting about the fact that Reba Kan Shemen. Remember that it said before, Ba Shemen. You've got to add a little bit of Shemen. How come nobody remembers that? So once you've got to add Shemen, the issue is not to compare it to a Minchat Nesachim at all. To a Minchat Nedava at all. That's a given. So we're starting with that. And we find another place where Reba, and that is Bimincha'at Kvasim, which is 3 to 1 Isaron. All right, if that's the case, Reba Bimincha'at Kvasim Shemen, then that's the only source that we would have for an alternative proportion. You can't just pluck something out of a hat, so it's got to be with a similarity to some other given mincha, and that's the Kevas. So just like by the Kvasim, Malahalat Shloshet Lugin Le'Isaron, Afkan Shloshet Lugin Le'Isaron. Or perhaps you might suggest, O Kalach L'Derech Zo. After all, it's true that the Keves, you could say, let's look for the smallest animal. But strangely enough, the smallest animal has some compensations in life because it's got a 3-to-1 proportion and it's the Sachim. Once you get up to an aisle, which is 4-per-2, and once you get up to a par, which is 6-per-3, that's the Kvasitayin, you've got perhaps more, but you've got less in proportion. So there's always some compensatory elements for the smaller people. You know.
In proportion to what?
It just goes to show what little people can do.
But can it go proportionate in regard to the size of the...
Yeah, in other words, you're saying, okay, let's look for the smallest Minchat Nesachim, the Keves. Yeah, the problem is that the Keves may be the smallest animal, but it's the highest proportion because it's shemen to Yisaron. So it's got a revi'itahin, which is the smallest amount in terms of absolutes, but it's the largest amounts relative to the Yisaron. Because you've got now revi'itahin is 3 and 1 Yisaron. But the aisle's got 2 esronot. You say, well, I'm not going to look at an aisle. Wait a minute. But the aisle's got a smaller proportion because it's only got 4, which is the shlishitahin, at the par. I said, well, so now I'm going to look at a par. Takes already a chatziahin, but because it's got 3 esronot, which is still only 2-to-1. So why are we going to the keves, which is 3-to-1, where we should go to the lesser chiddush, no? So riba kan shemen, v'riba bimrichat parim ve'elim shemen. Just like by the parim ve'elim, it works out to 2 lugin per isaron, afkan shnei lugin per isaron. Well, I mean, near Lemi Dome, here too we can say, let's see what's more reasonable. Is it not more reasonable to be dani mincha haba'a isaron, which is true both of the keves and of the minchat nesachim, the minchat kavitin? Let's learn out one isaron from another isaron. You were talking about an isaron that you said bashemen. Add shemen to an isaron. Please give me the only other place where we add shemen to an isaron. Not per isaron. 2 isaron, okay? Where's that? Keves, the only other place. Don't bring me a mincha haba'a isaron from a case, forget about the proportion, but from a case where the absolute is shnai esronim, shlosh esronim. Okay, that ends the braita. Now the Gemara wants to go back and say, what the heck just happened? Can you explain this braita to me? Agufa kasha, wait a second over here. We start reading a braita that sounds perfectly normal. It says, ba shemen, lo sif la shemen. Then all of a sudden we go off on a tangent in which we ignore the fact that it's in Bat Shemen. Then you say, how do I know how much Bat Shemen? Nemar Kan Shemen, Nemar Minchat Nedava Shemen. We already know not to compare it to a Minchat Nedava. So why are we asking, let's compare it to a Minchat Nedava? I'm missing something here terribly. Om Rabbi, yes. What really happened is that Rabbi Shimon got cut off in mid-sentence. That's what happened. If you take a look at the end of the Braita, who's the one that says, it says Lo Sif La Shemen? Rabbi Shimon. Where does it say Lo Sif La Shemen? From the word Bashemen. Okay, so now I understand that was Rabbi Shimon. Must be that he was cut off by Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who now interrupted him. So the Bashemen Lo Sif, that's Rabbi Shimon. Okay, comes along now to Rabbi Yishmael to attack him, and he explains this bedina, man kamahadu, who's the one who's saying, nemakan, nemalahala, maybe we should learn it from here, oeno ella from there. That's all part of Rabbi Yishmael, who then ends up being stymied in his approach, right? Because he ends up not knowing whether we should look for a tough shot or for a yagil. And so we go back. Okay, says Rabbi Shimon. So now have you finished attacking me? And you're finally satisfied that we don't have all of these alternatives that you thought we had? Now can we listen to me, please, intelligently? And he completes what he said. It's Ribui Shemen, and this is the way I'm going to have the Ribui Shemen. Is there? Remunerated of Yeshua says, no. That the whole first part. It's weird to think that without any indication, all of a sudden we went off on somebody else's tangent without saying, Amar Lei Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher. I don't believe it. I say Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka was the one who had initially brought up the Bashemet. Now, obviously, something changes between his initial approach, which he tries to utilize Bat Shemen, and then he's left to his own devices entirely, not simply determining which other thing we should use to be Mosif Shemen, but rather whether in at all we should be Mosif Shemen. What happened in his thinking? So this is how you have to see it. Bat Shemen, Lo Sif La Shemen. That's got to mean adding shemen. What do I need a pasuk to tell me to be koveya shemen in a mincha? Obviously, shemen is in a mincha. The ilik boa shemen lo tzarich. Doesn't it say amachava? Amachava turns into a minchat machava. So any other minchat machavat is by definition with shemen. Therefore, there's no need for bashemen unless it means to add shemen. Now insert this. He thinks to himself, "Oh, ena ela ligboa la shemen. Wait a minute now. Is it not possible that we could have understood that even in Machava would have been without Shemen? Because Ilo Kadavarona Bashemen, Avamina Tavikimin Chathote. I mean, we don't know exactly what's happening here. Because remember that this is a minchat chinuch, really. It's just that it's a minchat chinuch which is spread over all time. And we learn this out from a pasuk later on about chokolah. The chinuch of Aaron, uvanat, was fundamentally built around the egel, right? Those are the korbanos that we're bringing, the reason that we thought the Shekhinah was in Shira. As Aaron says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I knew this was going to happen. It's because I can't be the Kohen Gadol, because I was the one who made the egel. How could I be fit for a Kohen? So then that means in the chanukah of the Kohen, or the minchat chinuch of every Kohen, there's always an element of addressing that issue. And the chinuch was almost entirely about that issue. That's how the chinuch becomes Yom Kippur. Acharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aaron turns into Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the end of the 120 days from the beginning of Har Sinai, Arboim Yom, which were about Kabbalah Zatorah, Egel, Bakashat Kapara, and acceptance of the Kapara, Mimocharat Yom HaKippurim, the beginning of the Asiyat HaMishkan, Nisan, the chinuch of the Mishkan. This is all one long story from the Egel. There clearly would have been very strong basis to believe that the ongoing presence of Aaron or any Kohen when he walks into the Beit HaMikdash is a chutzpah. You're the guy who messed everything up. What are you doing here? Requires addressing that with a minchat chote. A minchat chote doesn't have shemen. Therefore, if it hadn't said bashemen, I would have said, maybe we should look at it as a minchat chote. No. What's that? Beli shemen. Exactly. So, hava minat evi ki minchat chote. Therefore, perhaps the bashemen is only there to be koveya shemen, but normal shemen. That is to say, our standard lug per isaron. Therefore, he changed his mind in mid-braita, and he said to himself, okay, let's try to figure it out without using the bashemen. Tete midina. Now he starts with this din. Then he gets into this whole problem of the tough shots and the yagils, and then it doesn't work for him. Glocula, it doesn't work out for him. So at the end, he's left with the pasuk. Atzrach HaKra, he needs to find that other pasuk that compares it to Minchat Tamid. The Minchat Tamid is Kinemesayim Rabbi Shmuel Milta. It's like he ends up in the end. So what we've seen in this Braita is, from the very beginning until Rabbi Shimon Omer, the thought processes of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broncha. Starting off with, perhaps Bashemen is enough. No, Bashemen isn't enough. Can we learn it out of our own din of comparing it to other things? Learning that there is no way for us to objectively determine what it should be like. Should it be like Minchat Nedava? Or should it be like some other mincha, like the Nesachim? And in the end, left not to our own devices, but to another pasuk. Then comes along Rabbi Shimon, and he says, no, I think we can continue to learn it out from the fact that it's a ribuy of Shemen. Now, which ribuy of Shemen? To Keves, or to Par, and so on. And then everything makes perfectly good sense. That's how I see it. Not a change in the entire idea. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabba says, I say just the opposite. I say it's all Rabbi Shimon. And what Rabbi Shimon was saying is a very standard format that we often find, where first we bring a pasuk, and then we say, but what about if I hadn't said that pasuk? Couldn't we have learned it out ourselves? That's a very standard way of doing things. So it's ilu lo ne'amar ka'amar. So he says, okay, come. Ba Shimon, that's lo sifla Shimon. The way we said before, we need to add Shemen because certainly it doesn't need to be koveya la Shemen. De'ilik bo'a la Shemen lo tzarih, it says, given the chtiba al machabat, that's a given that it's gemachabat dan. And therefore, had it even not said, ad shelo ye'amer ba Shemen, I could have figured it out myself, could I not? That's the question. If it hadn't said Shemen, we often say, okay, v'halo dinahu. What's the din? The din is like this. Let's compare it to Minchat Nesachim. Okay. Then we go back and forth with our tough shots and with our yagils. There's all Rabbi Shimon doing the tough shot, okay? And he ends up saying, I give up. Lo adule. It doesn't work out for him. And he comes out in the end. You see, we needed Bashemen afterward. After all, Atzcha Bashemen. And then Rabbi Shimon asks himself, but how do I know whether that Bashemen means from the Keves or from the Parim Ve'elim? And then he finally gets to the point where he says, that's his final limud, with an injection with Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broncha in the middle, which was the only interjection, which makes a great deal of sense. That was the interjection. Either the whole thing was somebody else, or that in the middle of Rabbi Shimon's words, without any indication, we suddenly switched to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broncha. And then this would be a standard brighter, nothing unusual about it at all. Continuing on with the original Mishnah, where we got to appoint another Kohen Gadol in place of he who had died in midday. Lo minu Kohen Acher Tachta. Then what happens? There it said we appointed. But what if we didn't appoint another Kohen? We've just shown that we have a remarkable situation in which a Mincha Ve'yachid is Ba'achova and is compared to the Tami. Now, so what do we do if there isn't the Yachid to bring it from, and yet the Tzibur has the responsibility of the Tami? What do we do? This is supposed to be brought every day as part of our standard Aveda. So if there is no Kohen, what do we do? Mishami. Who's supposed to pay? Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibur. In that case, it would be brought of the Tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yorshim. It would be brought from the Yorshim. It's big machloket achronim. Whether this means any Yorshim, or whether it means particularly he who would have been able to be the Kohen Tachtav, but was not as yet appointed. Because since it says that the din is mibanav tachtav, unless there isn't any ben that is suitable, either in terms of yichus, maybe it's a cholol, or yirat shamayim, and so on, then the given is that banav is tachtav. So Chazon Ish learns, if he would be posel, then he's not included in the yard. Let's say that the son is a cholol, or unsuited for kohen gadol, then it wouldn't be miyorav. But that depends on how we'll see the posel later on. In any event, it may mean just from any yorish, in the sense of, not that we're looking for the default kohen gadol to be or could be, but we're looking for his money. He brought it. Who told him to die in the middle of the day? Therefore, we take it from his estate, so to speak, in which case it would be for any Yorshim. You know, after this ridiculous death business is banished, people are going to look back at this Mishnah and they're going to say, what? What are you talking about? In the middle of the day, somebody's in the middle of Avodah and they just used to dump him into a hole? This is outrageous. You understand how crazy this is? It's a matter of getting used to anything. That's the point. We get used to the most insane things. Maybe, but just imagine looking back at it. Ay, 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 ay. How did they live that?
You going on a Sunday, a few minutes off
I thought that an onen is kosher. A kohen gadol, that's part of the mincha. We're dealing over here with the chinuch. That's exactly what happened during the chinuch time. So if a father could have mourned for a son can't mourn for a father, what's wrong? That's the way it started, remember? It started with mourning. There is an innate connection between mourning and Mishkan and Yom Kippur and Kapora and death and Egel and mortality and Achen Ka Adam Temutu, and I'm telling you, he's talking like he just arrived on this planet. Wait a minute, maybe it's not just that the aliens chase him. You know, he would be a perfect disguise. He's almost as good as Clark Kent. What are you wearing under that shirt anyway? Tanarabba. Kohen Gadol Shemet, V'lo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtav. This is the Braita. If he died and there was no other Kohen, Minayin Shtei Minchato Kreva Mishal Yorshim, where would we get this idea that we would go to the Yorshim? Talmud Lomar, V'haKohen HaMashiach Tachtav MiBanav Yaseota. So the Tachtav MiBanav means no matter what, he who is able to be Mashuach Tachtav MiBanav, even if he wasn't the Kohen at this time, shall bring it. In which case, Yochu Yakrivena Chatzain, you might think you should continue to bring it Machzita, as we learned in the Mishnah. Talmud Lomar, Ota Shleima Ita Kriva, Kula V'lo Chetzia, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, on the contrary, who pays, as they say in the yeshivas, der Eilam Zok, says Chok Olam, der Eilam Batzol. Chok Olam means Mishel Olam. Let the world pay. They. Yes, we finally figured out who they are. Mishel Olam. Kolil Toktor, and the basis of it being Shleima, is the fact that Chok Olam relates to Kalil Toktar. Not HaKohen HaMashiach Taktav Ota. Take the last part of the pasuk. Chok Olam Kalil, the whole thing together. But we have two, in the same pasuk, we have two indications, which are Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What do we look at? Do we look at Taktav Mibanav? Do we look at Chok Olam? Do we look at Ota? Or do we look at Kalil? Now, of course, we're going to have to figure out what each one does with the other ones, of course, or we wouldn't even feel satisfied. It would be like a symphony without that closing. So, let's do it. So, Galil Takta tells me, Shetekula Bahaktara. Es the Gemara, HaKohen HaMashiach MiBanav. That's not what it's coming to tell me, that that's who pays for the Minchat Chavitim. Lahok Yudiyata. I mean, it's a famous issue. HaMiBoyle Likiritanya. The Braita tells us what Zeh Korban Aron HaVanav, Asher Yakriv Ela Hashem BeYom HaMashiach comes for. It's telling us, Yoho Yehi Aaron, Yehu Aaron of Anav Makrivim Korban Echad. You might think that Aaron and his children bring the same korban when they come in on that first day of their chinuch. That's when it first was mentioned. So maybe the Minchat Chinuch and the Minchat Aaron are the same korban. We have this whole idea that this korban has a dual identity. It's brought every single day by a Kohen Gadol, or by Aaron when he was Kohen Gadol, and by a Kohen Hediot is brought once as the Minchat Chinuch. Where does that come from? This is the Makor. So as the Braita points out, the Torah initially puts together Korban Aharon Uvanav. So maybe that's all one Korban. So Aharon Uvanav, Makrivim Korban Achat. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yakrivu Lashem. Now, what is that supposed to mean, Asher Yakrivu? Well, obviously, Zeh Korban, what do you think we're going to do with it, maybe? Throw it out into the garbage pail? Of course, Asher Yakrivu Lashem, that's what a Korban means. Therefore, Asher Yakrivu Lashem, B'Lashon Rabim, separates between the Lashon Rabim of his Banav and the Korban Aaron. Zeh Korban Aaron, and Asher Yakrivu Lashem, that's Banav. That teaches us Aaron b'fnei atzmo, ubanim b'fnei atzmo, banav b'fnei atzmo. Now, banav, by definition, the whole context of the chinuch, they are the kohanim hediotot. So when it says, therefore, goes on to say, zeh korban Aaron banav, asher yakrivu la'Hashem, oto. So that is the part for Kohen Hediotot is the latter part. Wait a minute. How do you know it means that? Hold on a second. Aaron uvanav could mean Aaron and his sons in the future, who take the place of Aaron, who are Kohanim Gedolim. How do you know that it means every Kohen Hediot? Ataomer Kohanim Hediotot. Maybe it means Kohanim Gedolim. No. Because it says HaKohen HaMashiach Taktav MiBanav. And now remember, that word, HaKohen HaMashiach Dachnami Benav, that's the word that we were trying to use to teach me that he takes the place of the Chavitin upon the non-minui of a Kohen Gadol. Here we are using it to teach where he was manui as a Kohen Gadol. So it can't be the same thing. You can't use it in two different ways. Here we're saying, this pasuk comes to tell me, if one of his children takes the place of the father who was the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, what does it mean over here when it says, Asher Yakrivu, where he doesn't take the place of the father, meaning he's still a Kohen Eliyot? And there's two different halakhot. One is the Chavitin that was brought once, the Minchat Chinuch, and what we'll see later, that they're different. And the other is the one that's brought Machzita and Machzita. So therefore, Ma'ani Mekayim, the Banav here, Ka'ani Med Yotot. So how do you, I don't get it. How are you use this supposed to tell me that a child is supposed to be Mashlim, the money for the Chavitin? Ah, you see, because he came. Lichtov Kro, HaKohen HaMashiach Tatav, Banav, Yaseh. Banav, you're saying, okay, the children shall do it if he dies. That would have been teaching me what I say. If there's no daddy, then Banav. But it doesn't say Banav, it says Mi Banav. Now, Mi Banav means one selected from his sons. That's not the estate. I mean, there's two different issues here. There is the Banav that are responsible as a group called the estate. And then there is also the occasion in which one of the sons was also selected to be the Kohen Gadol and Manui. That's Mi Banav. My Mi Banav. Therefore, we have two different situations expressed in the same pasuk. Shema Minat Tart. Ask the Gemara now, Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with the word Ota since he's learned it out from the Kalil Toktar? So then why indeed did it say, well, maybe the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda gave us an alternative? Ota? My Abidah, so what does he do with the Ota? That, he said, teaches us that a Kohen Gadol Shemei, Uminu Acher Tachtat, Shalo Yavi Chatzi Yisaron Mibeito, Velo Chatzi Yisaron Shal HaRishon. That comes to tell us the other halacha, which is, you cannot bring it only by half. You can't use the original Kohen's half, and you can't bring a half from home. Wait a minute, we learned that out yesterday, great length from Machzita, Umachzita. We said the second Machzita is compared to the first Machzita, because there's Umachzita. Why do we need Ota? Ah, because Bavlo Darish, he doesn't learn out Umachzita. Therefore, he needs a special pasuk to tell me, you've got to bring it all, but that's only half of the all, not the entire thing. That is to take the place in a case where he wasn't appointed. This goes to a place where he was appointed. Okay, and what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the idea of the Chok Olam, which is Mishal Olam? He says it doesn't go Mishal Olam. It actually comes from the coin that is Mibanav, so my Avidlay. No, he says that comes from Yehudin. Namely, that this chukah la'olam tehe, this is a chok forever. Because, after all, I might have thought that the bonim only bring a korban on the day that they become kohanim gedolim. Similar to what happened at the time of the chinuch, the day that they become kohanim. And the chiddush is, despite the fact that you are already mitchanech as a kohen hedyot, when you are appointed to take the place of a kohen gadol, then you have to bring another minchat chinuch. But it's a one-time event. It's only Aharon per se who brings a chavit, this is how Tosfos understands it, who brings a chavitin every single day. Kamash Malan, this is a din in Chok Olam. There's always a chavitin. And therefore, it would by definition be brought by anybody who's taking the place of Aharon. Continues the pasuk, what about the Kalil Toktiot? I mean, if he's learning it out from Ota, how does he explain the Kalil Toktar? Lomali. Ah, that, Mibaylet Kitatani. If you take a look at the whole sugya, it begins with the idea of a Minchat Kohen. So it starts off with the Zekor Ban Aharon Uvanav, and goes on to end with Kol Minchat Kohen. Kalil Tiyeh Lo Teyachel. What do we do with it? A Kohen brings a korb as an individual. Don't eat the shirayim. What does that mean? Don't eat the shirayim. Do what you do for everybody else, but a Kohen's not allowed to eat the shirayim of their own korbanot. Or does it mean we need to bring the entire mincha? What is the relationship between this and the din of Aharon? So, Eli Ella Elyona, Minchat Kohen Gadol, the Kolil Toktar, does say, Ze Korban Aaron, we learned out, that Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibanav Yaseota Chok Olam Kolil Toktar. Okay, so the Chavitin need to be entirely put up on the Mizbeach. The closing of Kol Minchat Kohen, Kolil Tiyeh, is a Minchat Kohen Hedyot. There it says, Lo Teachel. But how do I know? Minayin Litein Et Amuro Shal Zeh Bezeh, How do I know that if you eat the chavitin, that there's an isser of lo teachel? How do you know that there's an asay of kalil toktar on every mincha v'kohen? Therefore, I need to use that word kalil as a gzera shava. That's what the kalil toktar is doing with the chavitin. Ne'amar kan kalil. V'nemar lahalan kalil by kol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo teachel. Therefore, it teaches us, just like ma'akan mekalil toktor, af lahalan mekalil toktor. Uma lahalan litein lo ta'aseh l'achilato, afkan litein lo ta'aseh l'achilato. Obviously, I know that there's an iser, but I would know that there is a lav. Okay, so now it's turning out that Rabbi Shimon's basis for all of this, that it comes mishel tzibur, is mishel olam. That's what he said. Bring it from the olam. That's a d'oraita, correct? Problem is that Rabbi Shimon is the one who lists all of the takanot that Beit Din made in Masechet Shkalim for the Trumat HaLishka. And he goes through a whole list. Now listen to his list. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shiv'a dvarim itkino Beit Din. Look, there were seven things that Beit Din was mitaken. And this is one of them. Now, that was what it was referring to over there, where it was talking about the halacha, that if you find a korban within range of Yerushalayim, that it needs to be assumed that it's either an olaf, it's male, shlomim, if it's female, somebody's going to have to pay for the nisachim, and the finder is keepers, which means you got to take care of it, so you got to pay. That's the other meaning of keeper. And so then they made a takana, because nobody would, they would pretend not to find it. So they made a takana that even though Mi'ikara didn't find his keepers, but the tzibur will pay, so at least turn it in. So we get the korbana. That was the first one. Then there's another one, and that is the Noveko Chavim. Non-Jew sends in a korban from Timbuktu, and now it's going to be very difficult to get the money out of him for the nisachim. Now what do we do then? Because we did learn out earlier that nisachim need to be brought even for a korban of an akum. So the second takana was, okay, if he was sholachim ha-nisachim, so then of course krevim mishalo. But if not, krevim mishal tzibur, and this was taken from the lishka as well. Another takana.
This is what we call him literally.
Yeah, literally.
The guy who is going with,
yes, we learn out the farish. Min is even if he's a mummer. Michem a makbet on a mummer. Now goyim na makbet on a mummer. Gadol shemi bagoyim, as the Gemara pointed out. Gadol shemi bagoyim. Jesus Christ. What in the, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. They all know there's the Father, you know. There's the Elohei Elohim. You know, there's the local gods, and then there's me. So in the end, it's all, mincha is all brought lishmi, as it says in the pasuk. Now, a ger who died, and he leaves over zvachim, if he had already set aside nisachim, krevi mishalo, v'im lav, in that case, there are no yorshim, krevi mishal tzibur. And it is furthermore, says Rabbi Shimon HaTakana, atnai beit din, that a kohen gadol shemeit v'lo minu kohen acher tachtav, shetei minchato krevi mishal tzibur. Now, honestly, you just learned it out from a pasuk, and now you're telling me it was atnai beit din. How does that work? Omar Rabbi Abahu, it really was meant to come from a tzibur. The problem is that in those days, Kohen Gadols used to die en masse. Yeah, drag them away, because they used to buy their way into the Gedola, they weren't right, they brought the Kedola wrong, all back to the old Yom Kippur mortality issue again. And because of that, it got to be very expensive, you know, because they would all drop dead at some point in the middle of the day, and then the tzibur needed to pay every single time. This is outrageous. I mean, it's bad enough that you buy your way into the Kohen Gadol and we don't get any of the money, but we should not pay for your own suicide. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, they went ahead and they made a takona, because it was like too tough, And it was becoming very difficult for the Lishka to afford all of these Kohanim Gedolim. My gosh. So therefore, the Oraita Mitzvah, but given the Chazit to come Midach Kalishka, I mean, this was very expensive. So they made a Takona that it should come from the Yorshim. But then, of course, go argue with those Yorshim who said, oh, you can all drop that. So given the Chazit to Kapashi, but so the Yorshim weren't bringing it. So then they put it back on the Dioraita. That was what it means that there was a Takona of Beit Din, you see. The Takona was to go back to the Iker Din Midiraita. Now, once we're already here discussing the Shiva Dvarim, let's finish. The Al Para, Shalo Yei Mo'alim Ba'ofra. The din is not to be mo'al in the Efer of the Para. What? That's a Dioraita. The Tanya Chatat He. Melameh Shemo'alim Ba. This teaches us it's a Chatat. So there's a Be'ila. But it says He. Only in the Para per se are you mo'alim. Ba'ofra, Loin mo'alim. You're not mo'al in the Efer of the Para. What do you mean it's a Takana of Be'din? Om Ravashi here too. There were Shtei Takanot. You see, the Oraita, the din is that Ba mo'alim, Be'ofra ain't mo'alim. But you know what happened? People started saying, well, if you're allowed to use the Efra Para, and it's not Me'ila. I mean, this is magic stuff, you know? Let's use it as an antiseptic. So they would be Mezalzo Bavak, Avni Bidein Lamakatan, Pora antiseptic. Efer Pora, put it on your maka, guaranteed to cure. So they were Gozer Be Me'ila, they made it Usser, to prevent the Zilzel. Give it a Gozer, the Kaparshi, be Safik Hazaot. But because of that, people were Cheshish for Me'ila, where they had a Safik if they were Tomei. Because if I'm not Tomei, then how could I use the A for the Par? Because of that, they ended up creating Tuma. So they went back to the original deal. Ukmua Adioraita. Remarkably, this is a Rias, this is points out, it could only be going Ravashi Lishitato, that you are allowed to infiltrate a wound with something that dyes the wound, even though it looks like a tattoo, because it's under the skin. Over here, the only problem was, not that it was under the skin and that it would leave a mark as a tattoo. That's not a problem, because he holds makato mochicha Allah. The fact that he's got a wound is an indication that he has not been to the tattoo shop. Why would I have a wound? I mean, they would have used a needle, no? Gentlemen, it's time. Itma, chamite kohen gadol. Not completely prepared. Kitanoi. Tufini na. Rebimer tufina na. With the Yosef Amir Tefena Rabba or Raka, itle na, vitle na, tnanata. Chaviteko en gadol, ishatan va richatan va fiatan bifnim, vedochot et ashabat. Minani mi leom revuna tufini tefena na'a, yafila me et mol, inshefala. Mat kefla Rav Yosef, you never heard of a freezer? Eime de kabish lai biyarka. Dve Rav Yishmotana teaseh. Teaseh is afilu bishabat, teaseh afilu bituma. Abai Omar Markra, solet minchat tamid. Hareo ki minchat tamidim. Rova Omar, al machavat. Malami shetu una kli viyafi lami etvol ifsele belina. Tane kavati de Rava al machavat malami shetu una kli bar shemen lo sifla shemen enio de akaba harini da neema kan shemen ne malami b'tichat esaprim shemen mal alan shloshet logim per yisaron afkan shloshet logim per yisaron o kulach de darazu neema kan shemen venema b'tichat nedava shemen mal alan lug echad afkan lug echad nir lemidome don in tafshat mitafshat. Tadir, Toba, Doche Shabbat, Doche Tuma, Vein Danin Tafshat, Mishena Tafshat. Okulacho Derogzu, Danin Yagil, Miyagil, that is, Yachid, Glalatzma, Yain Levona, Vein Danin Yagil, Misheino Yagil. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, Solet Mincha Tamid, Hariyo Lechaki Mincha Tamidim, Ma Mincha Tamidim, Shloshet Login Lisaron, Avkan Shloshet Login Lisaron. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Riba Kan Shemen, Vriba Mimilchat Kvasim Shemen, Ma Lalan Shloshet Login Lisaron, Avkan Shloshet Login Lisaron, O Kulak Adarazo, Riba Kan Shemen, Vriba Mimilchat Porim Lelim Shemen, Ma Lalan Shnei Login Lisaron, Avkan Shnei Login Lisaron, Nirin Lemi Dome, Dani Mincha Ba'i Saron, Now let me get to understand this bright. Amrit Bashemen Lasif Lashem. Then you start off as if you never heard of that before. Nemar Kan Shemen, Nemichat Davar Shemen, Amrabayev. Well, no, it started off with Rabbi Shimon, and then Bedina Man Kamara, that's Rabbi Shmuel. No, it's all Rabbi Shmuel ben Ashur b'Yochel Broka. Vavi kama ba shemen lo sif la shemen, because I mean obviously I don't need it the gvala shemen given the chtiva machabat. It must mean kemachabat. I mean, then he thinks to himself, now wait a minute, maybe indeed it is gvala shemen, because without it, ilo katavachana ba shemen, I would have thought it would be like a minchat chutei. Then he says, wait a minute, even b'zigvol HaShemen, I could learn it out midino. Then he tries to be done dino, ends up with a tough shot in the yagil, doesn't work out for him, until he finally comes out with solet b'chat tamid, etc., etc. Kinem isayim Rabbi Shmuel milte. Then we move on to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi says, it doesn't make any sense. It must entirely be Rabbi Shimon. And what Rabbi Shimon is saying is, b'Shemen, laws of Lashem. But the Likbol Lashem lo tzarich. Kim lichtiba machavad. Obviously, it's machavad by me now. Ah, yes. Archaloya mer bashem. And by the way, some take out that ilulo nemar, because what's the point of ilulo nemar? It's always like that. Archalomer bashem, yeshli bedin. And he tries to be the din, and he gets involved in the tough shot and the agils and so on. Didn't work out for him. So then he ends up needing bashemen. Then he's asking, okay, how do I know though? Maybe it should be like Minchat Parim Ve'elim. He finally comes out with Mincha Ba'isaron and so on. In the middle, we have Rabbi Shmuel's alternative. That's all. Lo minu koin achadach lav mishal mi haitak reva. Rabbi Shimon omer mishal tzibur. Rabbi Yudah omer mishal yorshim. And everybody agrees, shleima haitak reva. Tan rabbanu koin gadol shemayit v'lo minu koin achadach tab. Minayin shetei minchatok reva mishal yorshim. Talmud lomar v'akoin ha-mashiach tachad mibanav yase ota. Yocho Yakuvena Chatzain, Tabad Omer Ota, Kulava Lochetia, Divir Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, move on in the pasuk. Chok Olam means, let it come, Mishal Olam. Kolil Toktar is what tells us, Shetei Kula, Bahaktara. Now, HaKohen Bashia, he's not coming for this. Lachu Diata, I thought I could be by Lady Kitanya. Ze, Korban Aaron of Anavashi, Akriva Lashem Beyom, Imashachoto. So I would think, Yochi Aaron of Anavakuvin Korban Achad, Beyom Imashachoto. Tamalom Rashi, Akriva Lashem, Aaron Bifne Atzmo, Banav Bifne Atzman, is that the same Korban? And when it says Banav, it means every Kohen, Kohen Adonai Yotot. Who says? Atomer Kohen Adonai Yotot, one very simple way of understanding the pasuk is that Aaron and Banav, when they end up taking the place of Aaron, and they are themselves Kohanim Gedolim throughout the generations to come. How do you know it means the Kohen Edya? Kishu Omer Vakoyt HaMashiach Tachdavi Banav, that is a Kohen Gadol. So Amani Mekayim Banav, that's a Kohen Edya. Yeah, but I can learn both out from there, because Im Ken Lichtavra Kohen HaMashiach Tachdav Banav Yaseh, which would tell us that the Yorshim are responsible. Now, when it says mi banav, it's telling us a specific son, which is the din that we just learned out over here, that he brings a korban. Shraman Atar. Now, Rabbi Shimon, hai ota mai avidle, since he learned something. He could have learned it out from Kalil Tokdar. No. I mean, he learned it outside from Kalil Tokdar. He could have learned it out from ota. That, he says, I need to tell me, mi boyle, kain gadol shemetu minu achatachtav, shalo yavi chatzi yisron mibeto, and lo yavi the chatzi yisron shal harishon. I thought we learned that out from Machzita Umachzita. Well, he doesn't hold it above. So if we're going to compare second one to the first one. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with the Chok Olam, since he also is not brought from the Olam? So my Avid Le, he says, this comes from me, Chuka Zu should be il Olam Tehe. And Kalil Toktar, what does he need? Mibay Lekiratanya. Eli Ela Eliona. Milchat Kohen Gadol. There we have a Kalil Tokta. Vim Tachtona of a Milchat Kohen Ediot is below Teachel. But how do I know that there's a lav on the Kohen Gadol and there's a chiev of Kalil Toktor on the Kohen Ediot? So how do I know minayin l'tena tam mushal zebezeh vata mushal zebezeh? Tambud omar kalil kalil l'gzeira shabha. Ne'amar kan kalil v'ne'amar lan kalil. Ma'al alan b'kalil toktar af la'alan b'kalil toktor. Umal alan l'tein lo taz al achilato. Now, you're telling me Rabbi Shimon learns it out that from Olam, Dioraita, Mishal Tzibur, Dioraita, I thought the Mishnah says Beferi Shishkolim. Hotan Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Itkino Beitim, Zechad Mehem, the din of finding a carbon and paying from the Lishka. Another one is, Oved Kachavim Shishalach Olatom, and that Hayam, that if you were Shalach Manitzachim, Krevim Mishalo, Vim Lav, Krevim Mishal Tzibur. Another one is, Ger Shemet, Viner Zvachim, Yeshlo Nesachim, Krevim Mishalo, Imlav, Rivim Mishal Tzibur. Another one is Tanai Beitinu. Kohen Gadol Shemeit. Lo Mino Akaron Achetachtav. Shtei Minchoto Kreva Mishal Tzibur. I thought it's a Dioraita. There were two levels here, you see. Shelah Goldtop, and originally it was a Dioraita. Mitzibur. Now, what happened is, they made a Takana to be Docha the Dioraita. Why? Because it was too expensive to replace all those Kohanim Gedolim. So, Kimi the Chozik Amitchika Lishka, Takino the Ligbe Miyorshim. But then they saw the Yorshim weren't paying up. So, Kimi the Chozik took a Pashi. The Lishka is going to pay for lawyers. It's going to end up being more expensive than paying for all of the replacements. And therefore, Ukmua back under the Dioraita. That was the second Takana. The Alpara. Shaloi Yumu Alimba Afra. Wait. That's not a Takana, that's a Dioraita. The Tanya Chatat, he. So first of all, Chatat teaches us as Me'ila. But he teaches us only Bamali, not Be'afra. On Ravashi here too, Shtei Takanot Habit. Really, Dioraita, Bomo Alim, Befra, and Moalim. But, Kimi the Chazak from Mizalzriba, and they were using this snake medicine, the Ka'avimine Lamakatan. I mean, if ever there was a perfect snake medicine, it's the Paradum which is coming to undo the original snake. So therefore, there were Gazriba Mila, Kimi the Chazak, the Kaparshi, Misafak HaZaot, they put it back on the Dioraita.